Look, one thing that just really makes a community look pretty ordinary from time to time is excess litter, in fact, any litter out and about. And there is a Tackling Litter workshop that is happening very, very shortly. The event organiser, Samantha Cross, joins us at the moment. Good morning, Samantha. I guess, firstly, what broader impact does seeing a lot of litter around have on a community?
Good morning, Mark. Yes, look, litter has devastating impacts on the community, and not from just a visual amenity look, but also on our wildlife. It does get into our waterways, and obviously has some impacts on our wonderful animal and wildlife.
Yeah, there's nothing worse, isn't it? You drive past an area that is it's really nice and pristine and looking good, and all of a sudden you see a whole host of rubbish out there, and I guess as well the dumping in the bush also becomes a part of that. But look, the workshop that's happening, can you take us through what we can expect from it?
Yes, certainly. The New South Wales EPA and Keep New South Wales Beautiful have a number of grants available to community groups to tackle the issue of litter, so we can all take action and be part of the solution. We have, there's litter checks, so we'll be going through what sort of funding is available for community groups, but also how to undertake litter check and greater awareness of EPA New South Wales, Keep New South Wales Beautiful programs in the Hunter.
Wonderful. So it looks like there is a lot of grant money out there for communities that want to get involved in this issue.
That's right. And look, there's so many great community volunteer groups already undertaking litter avoidance and litter checks in the community, so it's a great way for them to, firstly, stage one is undertake a litter check, and there's up to $500 reimbursement for using a specific methodology, and from that, local community groups can come up with projects to actually implement solutions, and up to $5,000 is available, and that really goes a long way to help reduce the volume of litter in New South Wales and help reach our targets.
Well, it does, and I know we've got some information about all of that on the Morning Show page of our website as well. But look, can you just run us through exactly whereabouts the event will take place, Samantha?
Yes, look, if people would like to attend, they need to register for the event. We will be hosting that at the HIA Housing Industry Association at Still River in Waratah West, Mayfield West, that is. And people can register via Eventbrite, or they can go to, perhaps you might put a link up and across connections, they can register via the links there.
Yeah, and in fact, we've got that link available now, so great to hear, Samantha, yes.
And they'll get to hear from New South Wales, Keep New South Wales Beautiful. We'll have the CEO from Keep New South Wales Beautiful coming up to attend, and we'll also hear from Hunter Council, some success stories already in the Hunter region, along with New South Wales EPA. So we'll really give them the hands-on knowledge and exactly what they need to do to access this funding and implement some really amazing projects in the Hunter that make a difference.
Samantha, great to hear there are some success stories already, but for something that's so simple, it's just like not chucking your rubbish out, it is amazing that we have to have this in the first place. But thank you so much for your time and sharing a little of it with us this morning.
Thanks very much, Mark. I hope to see some community groups come along on Wednesday.
I just know you will. Samantha Cross, event organiser from the Tackling Litter Workshop, joining us at 2NURFM 103.7.